Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So for this week's Great Rosary campaign, we are going to pray for something I think is a bit unique. I've never seen anybody suggest that people pray and do penance for this, but I would like for us to pray the rosary and offer penance against any and all diabolical forces that are involved with various intelligence agencies throughout the world, including our own. I by no means think that everybody who works for an intelligence agency, whether CIA or Mossad or MI5 or MI6 or NSA or wherever they are around the world, I don't think everybody in there is necessarily evil or bad. I think there are, at least in our own, there are patriots who care about America and whatnot. But I also believe, and this video is not to go into all the reasons for this belief, but I also believe there is a lot of occultic activity in many of the intelligence agencies. Many of them were established in the wake of World War II. There was kind of a fundamental shift after the Second World War where democratic societies kind of became security states, far more than I think we've realized. And I do believe that there is diabolical influence, that there is a teaming up with diabolical entities, preternatural entities. We know for a fact, for example, that the CIA has engaged in things like remote viewing, which would rely on the agency of such entities and whatnot. So I don't claim to know all the details. I do not suggest everybody go down this rabbit hole, but I do believe there is absolutely diabolical influence involved with many of these agencies around the world. And so I think we need to pray the rosary against the influence and power of these entities and also the human agents they may be working with. I'd also like to ask people to, again, fast. We're focusing a lot more on fasting now. We need to be much more sacrificial with our faith. The faith, the fathers of the church consistently point to prayer, fasting, and almsgiving as the way for the soul to ascend to God in the most efficacious way possible. So according to your state in life, like normal, please offer a 24-hour water fast. If you can't do that much, that's fine. If you're older or if you're a laborer who needs to have as much energy as possible to do physical labor for your means of living, that's completely fine. Do less. But whatever you can, please offer up to a 24-hour water fast to fight against these diabolical forces. Our Lord said very clearly that some demons are only expelled through fasting, prayer and fasting. So it's kind of a make or break moment for us as Catholics. We need to decide whether we're actually in this or not. And oftentimes, as Jesus said, that's really ultimately determined by whether or not, I mean, not oftentimes, all the time, whether we're willing to take up the cross and suffer with him. So let's choose to do that through prayer and fasting this week against any and all diabolical influence with human actors in the various intelligence agencies around the world. And with that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth, I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.